So with everything going on in the world, you know, the Lord gave me a word around love. And Jackie DeShannon, you might know her, in 1965, she released the hit with "The World Needs Now." It's Love, Sweet Love.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it went on to say, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Amen.
Not just for some, but for everyone.
Wow.
And although it was 1965, it speaks to the temperature of the world that we're in now.
Amen.
You know, that it's not just for the people we like or the people that look like us or sound like us, but it's for everyone.
Amen.
So we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians 13th chapter. It's very familiar. We're going to touch on some today, but we're going to touch on the rest at another time. So we're going to read the first through the third verse and then 13th verse.
Okay.
And it reads, If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
My Lord.
Verse 13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, love, but the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
And growing up in a Pentecostal church, you know, faith was the key thing they focused on.
Amen.
You know, faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Have faith, receive it by faith. But not too many focused on the love of God.
Amen.
In all the spiritual gifts, they, you know, and we all would love to, you know, preach like Paul or, you know, heal like Jesus, but you know, the Word of God talks to us and says, if I can prophesy and, you know, I can give my alms, but if I don't have love, you know, what profits? It doesn't profit me nothing. So I start thinking faith, hope are nouns. Love is a noun too, but love is the only one that can go verb or noun.
Amen.
Love is an action word.
Amen.
And it's something that the world has definitions of love. According to Google, love is described as a feeling of intense affection. Oh, I love him. I love her. Oh, I love him.
Amen.
It also is a feeling of great pleasure in something. I love those shoes. I love Nordstrom's. I love Cheesecake Factory.
Amen.
You know, or a deep romantic or sexual attachment. And when I thought about that, you know, oftentimes, and even thinking about my life, you mix love and lust together sometimes.
Amen. Keeping it real.
Because it's a deep romantic or sexual attachment, and as much as it can be attached, it can be detached.
Amen.
So God's, and when I was little, I remember my grandmother saying, Tia, you know, you don't love things, you love people. I would throw around love. Oh, I love this cake. And she would oftentimes say, you know, you love people, not things.
Amen.
Which ties me to God's definition of love. Now, the Bible doesn't give us a verbatim definition of love, but in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, one and only Son,
Amen.
That whomsoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, if you try to define that, In today's words or today's Google, it's about a sacrificial love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love that is beside oneself.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that's, you know, isn't convenient and not pleasant to do.
Mercy.
And it's the exact opposite of the world's love.
Mm.
It's not conditional on, you know, if we're in a feel good mood or not.
Amen.
God's love is unconditional, and he loved us before we loved ourselves.
Amen.
So God is calling his believers, especially in this world where there's so much hatred, to love. And it starts first with me, you know, by him giving me this word. You know, Matthew 16 says, you know, we are supposed to have a light and we're supposed to let it shine, that men will see our good deeds and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And
Amen.
Good deeds is, again, the action where we should be doing something to show the goodness of God. It also talks about that same Matthew scripture that, you know, you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, what is it good for?
Amen.
And as Christians, if our job is to portray the love of God, and we don't even do that, what are we good for? How can we proclaim the faith of Christ? You know, there goes the word faith again, where we don't exemplify love. You know. So the Lord gave me something about, well, why don't we love? You know, I know that we need God to love, but why don't we love? So Matthew 22, and you know, you can read it at your time, own pleasure, but Matthew 22, 37 and 39 said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your souls, and with all your mind.
Amen.
This is the first and greatest commandment.
Mercy.
And the second is like, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets stand on these two commandments.
My Lord.
So we got the part that we are to love the Lord. Because going to church, you know, we love the Lord. I love you, Lord. We just sung love you, Lord. So we got that part.
Amen.
And we're understanding that we have to love our neighbors, you know, that's the work in progress. But the middle part that the Lord said, love your neighbor as yourself. To be able to love your neighbor, you have to love yourself. And I believe the word that the Lord gave me for Tia first, the problem that we have with loving people, we have yet to love ourselves. We can repent to the Lord and ask him, forgive me for my sins. We can confess love of God, but we skip over ourselves and try to love others, and it's a big mess. When we stop to love ourselves and ask God to teach us how to take care of this temple,
right.
Teach us how to forgive ourselves for decisions like you ministered, you know, about moving on,
right.
Not living in the past, accepting yourself for where you are today, working on the best you, as the young people say, living my best life,
right.
Exercising, eating properly, getting the help that you need physically, doctors, prescriptions, counseling, whatever.
Amen.
But for you to love your neighbor as yourself, you have to love yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe that that's a prayer that we have to start praying.
Mercy.
You know, if God is calling us to love him, and he's calling us to love our neighbor as ourselves, but if we treat our temple of God like anything, we let anything come in, we let people treat us anyway, we don't feel that we're worthy to take risk in life. We don't feel that we're worthy to save for ourselves for later. We give to others, but don't give to ourselves. How can we love our neighbor as ourselves when we don't love ourselves?
Mercy.
But we profess to be doing God's work and doing the work of him and helping everyone else instead of getting our own self whole so that we can be better used for him.
Amen.
Because as much as we help others, we'll never be able to help others to the capacity that God is calling us to because we skip over the wholeness of ourselves.
Mercy.
So I ask God to help us today to get to places in us that we have not dealt with, that we need to identify some things, so some healings that need to take place, that we may need to forgive ourselves from bad decisions and bad relationships, bad financial things, that we need to take better care of ourselves, and that could mean resting or you know, exercising or eating properly, so that we may fulfill the law of the prophets, fulfill the total law, which is to love him and love the temple that he's given us.
Amen.
So in our next session, we'll talk about why we can't love ourselves, or why we haven't chosen to love ourselves.
Amen.
If God has breathed his special life in us, if every day is a blessing, if some didn't make it and we say it, you know, thank God for a new day, some didn't wake up, but are we really living our best life?
Mercy.
Are we really living our best life? And I believe that when we love God with all our hearts, love ourselves, be thankful for the life God has given us, and make the best of it, and feel and believe that we're worthy of God's best, whatever that looks like, then we'll be able to love our neighbors.
Amen.
But it won't be till then, because as long as we love ourselves halfway, we'll love God's people halfway.
Woo, Jesus. Amen.
So that's what we'll be covering next. Why don't we love ourselves, and how should we love ourselves?
Amen.
Thank you.